Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars is back, and we have a house full of new reality stars. It is prom night, and it all ended in a fight, and we're breaking it down next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hoping for the best, but
expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop this is taking me back to the prom that I never had.
You didn't go to prom?
I didn't go to prom. I wish I went to prom, but I didn't. But this is like Napoleon Dynamite. It's like every 80s prom that you would ever imagine. Which was fitting because we opened up the new season, season 13 of Marriage Bootcamp, with a prom night.
Yeah.
We got to meet all of our new couples. What's going on, everybody? I am Zach Peter, and I'm so excited to break down the new season of Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars with you guys. And joining me this week, I have Miss Candace.
Hi, guys. How are you? Good to be back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Does this take you back to your own prom?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What were your initial thoughts from this season? We have a whole new list of couples that came in. We have Kim and Wen from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have Mama D and Ernest from Love and Hip Hop. Desiree and Chris from The Bachelorette. Puma and Kwani from Black Ink Crew. Aubrey O'Dan Polly from Famously Single and Jersey Shore. So we have like a nice solid lineup this season. What were your initial thoughts getting to meet everybody?
You know, I was really, really intrigued and interested. I have never heard of the show until last week. And then I watched the premiere, and it's really interesting. All the couples and seeing what lies behind their drawers and, you know, what their true stories are. I'm really interested in seeing what's going to open up with Desiree and Chris, because I think there's more to that story.
Were there any of the reality stars that you were familiar with?
Well, we all know that Aubrey and Pauly D, their story's been all over Page Six this morning. They were talking about how his Jersey Shore castmates did not like, they didn't approve of the relationship.
Yeah, they seemed a little toxic.
Yeah.
I think that like reeked of toxicity.
Yeah.
I was definitely familiar with Kim from Housewives, Aubrey and Polly, but I think other than that, I wasn't too familiar with the other ones, but I think I'm like really loving Mama D. She's like a firecracker.
Yes, yes. It's like you don't know what's going to come next with
I love it. Oh, hold on. My favorite quote of the night was from Mama D, and she said, "I can do anything through Christ Jesus, but I can't get up here." And that was up to her seat, which was like one step up. She was struggling tonight.
I feel like they should have had them sit on the bottom, though, not have her.
I know the elderly. Yeah, I feel like the elderly couples could have like been on the ground level to not have them, you know, have to get up anywhere.
Yeah, I do find Puma and Kwan their story interesting. Also, like, I kind of want to see their dynamic. It intrigues me as well. I want to see what goes on with them.
And this season is subtitled "Lovers and Liars." Mm-hmm. So every season has like a different subtitle. Last season, I think, was Family Boot Camp. It's still called Marriage Boot Camp, but it was mostly with the families that were the couples. And so now we're back to the actual relationships. I'm curious to see who the liars are. So why don't we just break down each of the couples, since it's the first time we're getting to see them on the show. So we start with Kim and Wynn. I feel like he's losing right now. He's not a winner in my book. So they walk in and we see that they get their corsages because it is prom night. Kim has Wynn has a toilet on his, and Kim has a suitcase because she's got a lot of baggage.
I like him.
I like Kim too.
I want her to win, but you know, I don't know about this. I didn't know they had been together for 6 years. Did y'all know that? I didn't.
I feel like she's had a lot of boyfriends over the past like 10-year period. She had a few on Housewives, and like now she has Wynn. And I think my biggest struggle with the two of them, I like Kim and I want her to be happy. And I feel like the fact that he's like still Peter Pan and he doesn't want to grow up, I'm like, you're a little too old to like not be grown. Like, I understand if you're like 25 or you're like in college, or maybe even if you're 30 and you're like a bachelor that doesn't want to grow up, or 40 and having a midlife crisis. But like when you're over the hill that far, like you're towards the end, like, you know, we're not walking down the aisle anymore. We're getting ready we're planning a funeral more than we're planning a wedding. Yeah. We need to like get it together.
Well, I thought it was funny when he was like, yeah, I've been married twice and she's been married three or four times. So it's like they're in no rush to get married. But it's like, come on, dude. Like, she's like, he likes to date younger. I'm like, they're a cute couple. Like, she's a pretty like older lady. So just like, Win, no. Come on.
Yeah, Win needs to get it together.
Yeah.
I feel like Kim, like, deserves to be happy. She's, like, not, like, she got over all of her, you know, her struggles with alcohol, mm-hmm. and she went to rehab, and she's not on reality TV anymore, and she's kind of, like, a grandma now, and she loves her grandkids, and is, like, posting about turtles on Twitter, and she's, like, doing her thing. Like, you need... Like, you should not be dating Tinder guys at your age, Kim.
I'm rooting for Kim, actually.
We need to settle. Yeah, we're rooting for her, but I think she needs a better man than Win.
Well, let's see if he'll step up and prove himself this season, so.
We shall see. And then they were voted. We did the sash drill, and Kim and Win were voted first to quit. Do you think they're going to make it all the way?
I mean, I could see them. I think they're kind of like a no BS kind of couple, and I think if they kind of get over it, they're over it. But, I mean, I hope to see them. Stick it through.
When we saw that their room was full of clocks, cause it's time for them to commit. Like, I think, I think commitment is the biggest issue. And, you know, Kim needs to bring a grandpa home to her kids.
Wait, my question, if any of the viewers saw this or if you did, you know how everyone got a sash? And when they went up to the room, their rooms were labeled that. I'm like, was there people, like, tacking on the...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure production was fully ready.
Or did they know that that's what they were going to
pick? Interesting. Yeah, I think that was an appropriate sash for them, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Okay, next we have Mama D and Ernest, who is anything but Ernest. Mama D, her corsage, had a whiskey bottle, and he had some Viagra in a sunflower.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just, you know, they're married, and I get it. She sent him off to prison, but I think keep your sexual behind closed doors. I think it's kind of demasculating him. The whole world doesn't need to know that he needs Viagra. Sorry. It's just my opinion.
And she was, like, repeatedly, like, talking, like, getting very graphic and, like, you know... their sexual life is they're very open with it. Like, I understand, I guess when you send your man to prison and then you guys get back together all these years later, like, you're you're soulmates and you're expecting, like, a fiery relationship. But I don't know. I think they were a little too open with their sex lives.
I agree 100%.
It was a little too graphic. Mm-hmm. And then he even admitted, like, when they were, after they did their song, that he wasn't physically attracted to her.
He said he loves her so much, but physically, you know, because he said looks wear off in time and he loves her. But I think it came out wrong.
It came out way wrong. Yeah. Like, I think I kind of understood what he was trying to say, but I don't think any woman wants to hear that they are not physically attractive to their partner. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. Like, I wouldn't want to hear that. Bye. I'll send you back to prison just for that. No, but I like them. I just think they're definitely the biggest drama king and queen.
No, 100%.
They won that sash hardcore. And then the episode actually ended with them getting in, like, a really heated altercation. And she was, like, punching him, and he was, like, pushing her. And I'm like, okay, what point is security going to, like, jump in and, like...
I wonder if this is just the norm of their relationship,
It is. The fact that it escalated that quickly...
Yeah.
I mean, we even saw when they were showing their confessional tapes to each other or to the group, like, she was getting very rambunctious and excited and, like, you know, was ready to fight him, and she was calling for security then. So I feel like they both have very big tempers, and they can get, like, it just escalates very quickly.
I feel like she has more of a temper than Ernest. I feel like Ernest kind of, it's kind of like poking the bear. Like, she pokes the bear until he kind of, like, erupts.
Yeah. How much do you think her anger issues are related to her alcohol issues?
Well, she started punching him after she had popped those champagne
bottles. I know. She wanted to pop that champagne when she walked in, and he was like, oh, let's wait for everybody else before we open the champagne. And she's like, I want champagne now.
Was she drinking? I didn't see the champagne, but that red, was it juice?
She had some type of punch. Yeah, okay. There was some type. I'm assuming it was spiked punch because she was very, like, excited as the other couples were coming in. Okay. And somebody mentioned, like, something about the punch may have been spiked or something, but she... Yeah, she was excited when they finally opened that champagne. I mean, I'm rooting for her. Again, I'm rooting for them individually. I'm not rooting for them as a couple because I think it's a little unhealthy. And I feel like they need to work on issues individually more than they need to work on their issues together. Or before they need to work on their issues together if they decide to pursue a relationship. And, like, go on national TV and like blast your man for not getting it up.
No,
like
no,
that's
no.
not going to create a better foundation for your relationship.
No, it is not.
Okay, so then we get to Desiree and Chris, who were from The Bachelorette. And Chris, he won The Bachelorette. Did you see the... Are you a Bachelorette
no,
fan?
I'm not either. No, I did not watch this. But I did Google it, and it said that there was like a showdown between Chris and Blake, I guess. That
yeah.
Blake was the one that he kind of bowed down, and then Chris kind of won her by default. Let me know if I'm wrong, guys, but I think that's what happened. So.
Yeah, and I think the fact that she... Like, the fact that he bowed down and, like, it was not necessarily, like, the choice that was everyone's, you know, ultimate end goal decision is what's kind of put a fracture in their relationship. But they don't seem to be doing too bad. Like, they had a baby. They're still married. Mm-hmm. Like, they're...
They look like they love each other. I'm just interested to see what goes on behind closed doors and what's going to evolve this season because... It looks like they're holding back a little bit and yeah. just trying to be that perfect couple.
Yeah.
I loved when Puma and Kwani got there. They were like, we see these two people that look like they're in, you know, the photos before you take
the stock
out
the photos, yeah.
just perfect. So nothing's ever perfect.
I mean, they were on The Bachelor, and like that is very stock photo, you know, casting. But yeah, I think her insecurities really are going to be the biggest crux within their issues. Just because she just doesn't seem like she's fully confident in their relationship. And I think he feels that from mm-hmm. her. And that's what's kind of fracturing them right now.
I just think they do need to work on their communication. But I think something's going to come up that. So it just seems a little, there's something behind closed doors that they're not.
Yeah, something that hasn't come out yet. Yeah, and I mean, maybe it is the fact that, you know, whatever went down on the show, like she didn't end up with the one she really wanted.
Well, who said it? Like, oh man, out of 24 people, I don't know. Maybe did I make the right choice? Like, maybe it was Puma and Kwan, like talking about her being on The Bachelorette.
Yeah,
like, dating 24 people at once, and he won her. But I don't know.
I know. Well, I mean, they're a cute couple. I think this is the only one that I actually see success long term.
Yeah, and they have a child too. Yeah. So
they have a kid. They're married. They've been together for a while. You know, I think there's hope for these two. Then we get to Puma and Kwani from Black Ink Crew. And when they walk in, she gets Mrs. Robinson name tag. And he gets a dog, the puppy dog, the female dog, the bitch, as she continuously labels him. And they said on the show that that's what they ended up giving him. Because he was a little confused about it at first. And I think this is another situation where she's constantly emasculating him and, like, beating him down and, like, not letting him feel like the man. Yeah, like a man in the relationship and, like...
Yeah, I wonder what constitutes that, though. I wonder what that comes from her not even wanting to take his last name. Yet you married him, but not... I mean, she doesn't have to, like, change it, like, on paper or something. But, I mean, if it bothers him that much, it's your husband. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it's an insecurity thing. Or I feel like it's... Like, there's something in her... Or I think just in this situation in general, when, you know, a woman is emasculating a man, it's probably because there's a fear of, you know, him not living up to what they want or are expecting or needing. And so the only way to combat that is to kind of be a little self-destructive and kind of self-sabotage by, like, setting them up for failure. You know, it's easier, mm-hmm. I think, in any with any insecurity, it's easier to self-sabotage by creating the reality that you're afraid of so that you aren't left disappointed and you're kind of already knowing what you're going to expect. But it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I think unless she really allows him to step up, he's never going to actually be successful at
Dr.
that.
Dr. Zach, you need to be on this show.
I love to break down relationships. And then, let's see, what were they voted? Oh, they got biggest train wreck. And I don't know if I would call them the big... I feel like Mama D and Ernest were like biggest train wreck, biggest drama, most likely to quit. I feel like they...
And Aubrey and Pauly D.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, yeah, she said something way over the top when they were at prom, just saying how, like, being with it was he's traumatized. So she said,
Yes. She said that the only other person that's traumatized her, like her mom, was Pauly D.
I didn't get that.
And we'll get into that in News and Gossip because she actually commented on it further after the show.
Okay.
Which I found just so interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's like a big accusation. Well, actually, let's just get right into them. Because I don't think there was... Was there anything else with Puma and Kwani that you...
No, but... well, we're getting on to Aubrey and Pauly. I foreshadow a little beef between Desiree and Aubrey. Because did you hear when she's like, oh, she just seems a little much.
Yeah.
Like, the fake boobs, the hair. I see maybe but some I feel little like, girl fight maybe.
Yeah, definitely. But I also kind of feel like Desiree is like... A little bit super, just not as superficial as Aubrey, but she's a little superficial herself.
I think it comes from her maybe being a little insecure, like absolutely. Another beautiful woman coming into the house.
Yeah.
Just kind of like giving her like a knack.
Yeah, two alphas, two queen bees walking into the room, two beauty queens. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, there's definitely going to be some tension there. And I think an obvious altercation maybe with Mama D and Kim. I'm kind of suspecting that. I know that's a little bit of predictions, but I actually think...
I don't think so, because Kim... I mean, maybe back in the day when she was, you know, drinking, but she's sober now, so I feel like she'd be able
to... But I feel like that's why. I feel like because Mama D is going to bring the alcohol and all of that around her, and Kim's going to recognize some of the old behaviors that she used to have within herself, that's going to be a trigger, and we're going to have some type of something.
Or maybe she tries to help her.
Or maybe she tries to help her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here for it. Okay, let's dive into Pauly and Aubrey, because they are probably the biggest couple on the show and that were, like, the biggest in the headlines. So they walk in, Aubrey has a ball and chain, and Pauly D, his corsage, has a little black book.
Can't believe he said this is his first relationship and he's 37.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah,
it's a little, I mean, in a general sense, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I can't believe that he's that old and has never been in a real committed relationship like that. But at the same time, he's also on a show called Jersey Shore, and he's a bit of a party boy, and I'm not surprised that he's still a bachelor at 37.
Well, I mean, sometimes, I guess, like, the Peter Pan theory, some people never grow up, so.
See, but he's at least, like, 30, he's under 40.
Yeah, that's
true. So, like,
true.
He has a little bit of room and flexibility like, you know, he was a party boy, but, like, after 40, I think we have to, like, start to consider to settle down. Maybe we have a summer where we go through a midlife crisis and we get a tattoo and we grow out our beards and we buy a Maserati and, like, you know... We want to get a 22-year-old girlfriend, but, like, eventually that phases out, and, like, by the time you reach Wynn's age, you're, like, ready to, like, not...
You're like a grandpa already.
Yeah, like, not even Hugh Hefner was that much of a player when he was in his final days, like...
Oh, my gosh. Wait, did you hear when Aubrey was talking about how in Pauly G's phone, she was known, he put her as
so
wifey,
many wifeys.
But there's, like, wifey Miami, wifey Texas, wifey Big Booty. I mean, I would have lost it.
That's a lot of wifeys. Yeah. Like, okay, so do you delete an ex's number? Booty calls an ex's. Do you keep their number? Do you delete their numbers? Like, what's the general rule?
I mean...
Do you block them so that they can't contact you anymore?
I mean, once you're in a committed relationship, I feel like the booty calls and it would, like, phase out for him, you know?
Yeah.
Not unless he's giving them something to hope for. We don't know.
Yeah, or he's just keeping that option open because in case the relationship doesn't work out.
Plan B.
For plan B. And I feel like you shouldn't have a plan B if you're in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand if things don't work out, like, you know, but then face it when it happens.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? And find a new booty call. Like, you'll need to keep the old Rolodex on check.
Well, apparently he does, so...
And they got, what, most likely to leave single. Do you think that they will break up at the end of the season, during the season, or after the show altogether? Because we know that they're not currently together.
I think during the show. Well, did you guys see the clip when she said, I want you dead? Or she's...
Yeah.
Like, that's some deep stuff. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I feel like she's really ready for something very serious, and he's very much into a more casual, not so serious thing, and they're just on such different pages and have such different end goals and timing for where they want to reach those end goals that's ultimately the biggest barrier when it comes to, like, when you're in a relationship, you have to have really open lines of communication and be like, this is what I want, this is where I'm at currently, and this is my timeline for how, you know, I want to be married by the time I'm 40, or I want to have kids, and you know, in the next 5 years, or whatever the case may be. You have to make sure that there's that open line of communication, and, like, you're both on the same page. Otherwise, you get so caught up in the right now, and it feels good right now, and there's the butterflies, and there's the excitement, and, you know, we're making it in public, slick and like the sex is great, but like eventually, you know, reality sets in and that's why the relationship falls.
Yeah. And also they mentioned that he's very meticulous, and he said that Aubrey's like messy because he's been by himself for 37 years.
He's never had that to from live her. With
a woman. So, I mean, I could expect, you know, I watched a little Jersey Shore, so he's very like neat right. and organized, but
I didn't expect her to be so messy.
I mean, maybe they could be over-exaggerating for the show, but maybe, like, Pauly D's very, like, OCD about stuff. So, we don't know who's telling. There's a little
there's probably a little bit of exaggerating. Cause we've seen her on other reality shows before, and I don't remember ever hearing her be people very complain. Messy. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, we know this couple doesn't work out. I think they're a good, like, gossip scandal couple.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a reality TV couple that I don't foresee ever really lasting.
Nope.
Long term. All right, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans like you guys. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. This is the reality channel. So by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow and be the best network to give you the best content. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Again, this is the reality channel, but we have so many others. Check out all of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments below. We'll thank you on air because we love when you guys join the conversation. And until then, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Okay, so I want to dive into... Was there anything else in relation to any of the couples that you wanted to, that we didn't cover, that you wanted to really break down?
I think we got it all. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did a nice, decent recap. I liked the prom songs and how those were kind of tailored to everybody.
I thought that was so cute.
The prom, yeah, I think the prom theme overall was cute. But yeah, I think my biggest, I'm primarily rooting for Kim, Desiree, and Chris. Puma and Kwani. I'm okay if they don't last.
Puma and Kwani?
Puma and Kwani.
I want them to work out. They have a kid too.
I just feel like they're not.
I feel like she needs to wake up maybe. I think he really cares for her and she's kind of very.
Yeah, I think it's her. I think she's over it. I think she's over him, and it's more of like the idea of having to stick together for the kids or just having to like.
I think she's kind of playing like hardball right now. And if he kind of walks away, I think she'll realize what she has. That's my prediction on them.
Okay. I can see that. I can definitely see that. What do you think about Kim still being all caught up on Monty and how that's kind of like what's preventing her from?
Well, he was a big part of her life and her children's father. And
right.
She said even though when they did get divorced, they were still best of friends. So, I mean, maybe Wynn's not the right one. Maybe she'll meet someone that she can let go and then move on. But also the fact is that she did say he likes younger women. So it's not like she can give up.
Compete
with that. So
I feel like Wynn's a rebound, which I feel like is interesting. And I almost feel like every relationship we've seen her be in on TV was kind of like a rebound, like a... Okay, well, she was married, what, 4 times? And she was engaged many more times. So I feel like she's the type of girl that needs to constantly be in a relationship. And she's just, like, addicted to the relationship.
I don't know. I think she's tougher than she lets on. So I don't know.
But she is constantly in relationships with men. And they are sometimes questionable. Like, there was that gargoyle of a man that we saw her dating on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And he was, like, her drug dealer at the same time.
Oh, I didn't remember.
That was, I think that was, like, in season 2. And she dated him for a hot minute. It wasn't anything too long. And I remember that's, like, one of the biggest issues that she had with her sister, Kyle. And Kyle's never really been a fan of any of her sister's choices.
Does Kyle like this guy Wynn? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't think she's actually spoken out about Wynn. Well, I don't like Wynn, though. He's a decent guy, but he needs to grow up. Okay, shall we get into our news and gossip?
Yes.
News and gossip. TV news. Okay, so first, so on the show tonight, we heard Aubrey talk about how Pauly D made her feel tortured in their relationship, which again, we said was like very aggressive. I'm going to pull up the article right now. It was very, just like a heavy comment. Like it's yeah. like it's a big accusation to make.
And he also said that she remembers stories than what actually happened. So maybe she's, you know.
Do you think that she's a big drama queen?
Maybe. Because there are two sides to the story. And he said, he made a comment, like, I don't remember that happening. And maybe she kind of tends to be a little bit more dramatic. Because torture, that's.
Well, yeah, some of the other ones said, like, torture is like we're picking off your nails. We're keeping you in a closet tied up. Like, that's torture.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so in Us Weekly, she said, and this was an exclusive from her, that she truly felt tortured during her relationship with Pauly D because there were rules in their relationship.
Rules?
Yeah, she said she truly felt tortured. There was no healthy dialogue. This is her quote. There was no healthy dialogue. There was no progressive communication. There were rules, and rules needed to be followed. And when they weren't, you were punished. I come from an abusive childhood, and that I'm still processing, and I think that the person inside of me hasn't quite healed and was attracted to the chaos of constantly proving yourself to someone, and when they were disappointed in you, fighting harder for their approval. That's interesting. I guess he is very OCD.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, there's two sides to every story, but could she be being a little bit more dramatic?
I think tortured is a very strong word.
And rules? Like, rules.
I think and this is based off of only what we've seen and been able to read in the media. I think rules were like, we need to keep the house clean. We need to keep things in order because he is very, he's a little OCD and he likes things done a certain way. And we've seen that with him. But I just don't see him as the like heavily controlling type. And I think proof that he's not the controlling type is the fact that he hasn't been in a relationship before. Because men that are controlling, like, want to keep you in a relationship. They want to own you and possess you and let you know that, like, they're in charge. And, you know, you're basically, like, property to them. Mm-hmm. And he's never been in a relationship. He, like, dates girls so casually and regularly and hooks up with them so casually on Jersey Shore that, like, I don't see him being that manipulative and controlling.
I don't either.
But I mean, then we saw her in like Celebrity Apprentice, and she was very manipulative, and she was very conniving, and exaggerated the truth to fit her own narrative.
Well, what do you guys think? Let us know.
Yeah, weigh in the comments below. Please. What do you think? Do you think Albury's telling the truth, or do you think she's being a little dramatic? Also, in Us Weekly this week are Desiree and Chris, who have come out and said that Marriage Boot Camp was actually very effective for them, and she is currently pregnant with her second child.
Aww.
And we see her here at the premiere of Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, the WE TV launch party for the new season, and she's pregnant. She's got a little belly. She's due in a few months, and I actually am happy for them. This was the one couple that I think I was rooting for after watching the premiere episode.
That makes me happy. I like them too.
How many more babies do you think are in their future?
I don't know. It's expensive these days.
I know, it is so
maybe
expensive.
One more.
I know, they need to do more reality shows to keep it funded. Oh my God, I love it. All right, well, congrats to you, Desiree and Chris.
Yes,
I mean, happy Aubrey that you're like out of your apparently tortured relationship. I think even using the word abusive is a little strong, but like I can loosely accept that. You know, given that maybe he was a little controlling, but I don't see him as a controlling type.
I don't either.
But she's standing by it. She's continuing to not only give comments to the press, but like retweet their articles and stuff.
Well,
maybe she's just loves to seek all the attention, and this is giving her that validation.
Maybe he was a little controlling behind closed doors. We don't know. He could be putting on a little front for the public eye. We never know.
That hair is a little too perfect. That, like, that is just a sign. There's something there. It's a little too intense for me.
I don't know. I think every relationship, there's no rhyme or reason or no, like, formula to it. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, shall we get into our predictions?
Yes.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
any predictions at large?
I think there's going to be more Mama D and Ernest throwdowns as long as they keep popping those champagne bottles.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest things that needs to be addressed with them. And I think that's probably one of the biggest issues in the relationship is she becomes so abusive and aggressive when she drinks. And like we said, she emasculates him and tries to put him down and like shame him for, you know, his erectile dysfunction, which, I mean, happens when you get older, you know. I mean, at least he's taking the blue pills to help her out.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying. I mean, it's just kind of, there's some things you should talk
keep
about.
Private. Yeah. I mean, she even said that, you know, if he's not physically attracted to her, and she made a comment about his mom, and she's like, well, your mom can't go down on you as good as I can. And I was like, whoa. Yes. Everyone was like, what is she talking about? I mean, girl, we gotta have a little discretion here.
And I think at her age, she's not gonna change. She's Mama D. It feels like her way or the highway.
Yeah. So. I think he really has to leave her by choice and not by imprisonment in order for her to really get the message. I don't think they're gonna work out long term. I think they may have lasted at the end of the season. That's my prediction for them, is they remain together at the end, but I don't see them lasting long term.
I don't know. I'm kind of, my mind is a little boggled by this one because he did go to prison and he came right back to her, so.
But see, we see him making all the sacrifices for
her.
That's true. But we don't see her, we see her being a diva and reacting wild, and we don't see her giving him that same or reciprocating that, you know, love and affection.
This is true. So let us know what you guys think. Weigh in, please.
Weighing in the comments.
Yes.
Which couple are you rooting for? Any other couple? What couple do you think is most likely to fail? Aside from Aubrey and Polly, because we know they did not make it.
I think if Kwani and Puma, if she doesn't kind of, you know, step up, he's going to be tired of, you know, being a doormat maybe.
Yeah, and she really treats him like that. I don't think Kim and Wynn last by the end of the season. I think she chooses to leave him at the end.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, the doctors are really good looking.
Oh, I love Dr. V and Dr. Ish.
Yes.
I love Dr. V and Dr. Ish. I actually know Dr. V, and I've interviewed her a couple of times, and she's, like, she has a new book coming out. It's called Bad Advice.
Oh, my gosh. She seems amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get her in here. Dr. V?
Dr. V. Oh, yeah. I'll email her tonight. Yeah. She is, like, so straight to the point. Her new book is called Bad Advice. How to Survive in the Age of BS.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, and I've actually started reading it. It comes out in November, but I started to read it. It's actually really, really good. And I like how, you know, she really gives each of the couples like a dose of like straight medicine.
Straight
like
up.
And lets them know. Because like even when, who did we see? Oh, Desiree, when she walked into the room and there was something on the wall that mentioned she was insecure. And she's just like, I don't see that. I'm not an insecure person. And Dr. V's like, really? Are you sure about that? And she's like, well, I guess maybe I'm a little insecure about some things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really kind of makes you kind of see yourself. I like Dr. V's more of like the bad cop, and Dr. Ish is more of like the good cop, but they both kind of keep it straight.
Mm-hmm. Neutralize it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a nice balance. And I think someone on the show actually commented about the doctors and saying like they're so incredibly good looking, which is true. TV doctors, gotta do it. Okay, who is the couple you are most, aside from Desiree and Chris, because obviously she got knocked up, who would you think is going to like really last long term?
I mean, if Wynn can wake up, maybe him and Kim.
I'm not rooting for them. I'm rooting for Kim, but not for them. Yeah, I think, the only ones that have some potential longevity after tonight's episode, I would say, were Desiree and Chris and Puma and Kwani.
I agree.
All right. Any other thoughts on tonight's episode?
No. I'm excited to see what the season brings us.
I know. It's going to be a long ride, and I'm excited. I love when they put them through all the different drills. I love when they have them, like, have these deep confessionals and, like, really open up about their relationships and vent, and then we play it for the whole group. It's like, hey, that's what you're really feeling, and you're going to admit it in private. And, you know, sometimes it needs to come out because you need to face the truth. All right. Well, on that note, guys, I'm Zach Peter. You can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach. all over social media, online, on Instagram, Twitter, all the places. Go check me out, follow me, and I'll see you guys next week. Candace, where can they keep up with you?
Hi, guys. It's so good to be back. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram under Candy Buen, CandieBuen.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.